Concerns are that evergreening could raise the cost for the UK's National Health Service, and it could mean lower revenues for Indian drug makers. Medical experts say it could also lead to some companies having a monopoly on certain drugs, which could be problematic for the NHS, which relies on Indian drug makers for nearly a quarter of its cheap drug supply. But experts say the consequences go beyond that. Lack of competition in the Indian drug market would also hurt African and Asian nations that rely on India for cost-effective drugs. Both the UK and India haven't confirmed if the clause will remain in the pact, but the British officials say they will not take any decisions that can be detrimental to the NHS. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.